You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Game two of a three-game homestand for the Bucks and game one of group play in the NBA's in-season tournament. The Bucks entertaining the 2-win Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum, and the game would begin with some thunder from the big man.
Here's Lopez spinning down the lane and rocking the rim with a big two-hand jam with a foul on the first offensive play of the game.
6 quick points for Lopez, who earned a 3 the more conventional way just moments later.
Here's Green on the other side for the Bucks. Sends it out right wing. Catch and shoot 3. Brooke Lopez with the 3-pointer from outside this time.
Playing once again without Chris Middleton, Doc Rivers turned to Ryan Rollins to make his first career NBA start. Rollins delivered.
Rollins unloads and connects on the 3-pointer from the left side.
A 3 from Taurean Prince, and the Bucks doubled the Raptors up.
Taurean Prince squeezes off a 3, and he drains it from the top of the circle. Taurean Prince has hit a 3 in every game he has played as a member of the Bucks.
A 3 from A.J. Green, and the Bucks lead reached double digits.
Catch and shoot 3. A.J. Green is rewarded for his defense with a 3-pointer on the other side as he buries it, and the Bucks have a 10-point lead.
19-11 Bucks before a 10-3 Raptors run made it 22-21, forcing a timeout from Rivers. The Raptors were held scoreless over the final 2:46 of the first quarter. The Bucks scored a pair of hoops to take a 26-21 lead into the second. With Middleton and Damian Lillard in street clothes and Giannis beginning the quarter on the bench, Bobby Portis scored 4 straight to get the Bucks off and running. Another 3 from Prince, and the Bucks' lead was back to 7.
He feathers it to the near wing, catch and shoot 3. DeLon Wright way too strong, an air ball, but it was batted out by Lopez, out to Prince, and Prince punishes him with his second 3-pointer of this game.
Another 3 from Rollins, and the lead grew to 8.
Green works it left wing. Andre Jackson sprays it to the corner. 3-pointer on the way, Ryan Rollins sinks one for the Bucks. Needed that one to go down. Milwaukee with its 7th 3-pointer on its 26th try. It's the second make for Ryan Rollins, who hit a 3 earlier. He is 2 of 8 shooting the ball tonight.
The Raptors kept answering with 2s, and the Bucks kept responding with 3s to expand their lead.
Ryan Rollins on the other end feeds it to Giannis. Quick touch pass off to Lopez. He uncorks a 3 and rattles it through.
One final 3 from A.J. Green closed out the first half scoring.
They get the pass back to Green. Green fires up another 3, and he does not hesitate. Buries it from the right wing. A.J. Green not going to shy away. What did we hear Vince Carter say before the game? When you're in a drought, you just keep shooting.
54-43 Bucks at the half. Milwaukee attempted a whopping 31 threes in the first half, knocking down 9. The Raptors, just 2 of 6 from deep. The Raptors came out swinging in the second half with a flurry of threes as part of an 11-0 run that tied the game at 54. Out of a timeout and in desperate need of a bucket, Prince knocked down his 3rd triple for the Bucks.
Here's Rollins. Works into the corner. Catch and shoot 3 late in the shot clock, and there is a bailout shot from Taurean Prince.
A corner 3 from Rollins on an assist from Giannis made it 62-56.
Inbound pass to Giannis. Bucks lead at 59-56. They have not trailed tonight. Rollins tees up a 3 in the corner, and he cans it. Right in front of his bench, Ryan Rollins in his first career start of the NBA tonight with his 3rd 3-pointer.
Another deep ball from Green, who entered the night shooting 61% from deep on the season, and the Raptors were in need of a timeout.
Now they get it over to Green. Green fires up a 3, and he rips the cords. Oh, that's a welcome sight for the Bucks. A.J. Green, a cold shooting first half of basketball from distance that saw the Bucks sharpshooter go 2 of 8 here in the second half. Green has now knocked down both of his 3-point attempts.
The Bucks successfully answered the Raptors' 11-0 run with a 17-5 run of their own to regain control.
Giannis into the front court, hands it to A.J. Green. Green top of the arc back to Giannis. Giannis fakes the handoff, sends it right wing. Rollins launches from 3. I guess that hand's okay. He sticks it from the right side. Ryan Rollins.
12 points for Rollins in his first career start, but he would leave the game moments later with a shoulder injury. One final bucket from Portis to give the Bucks an 81-67 lead heading into the fourth. The Bucks maintained control in the final period with Pat Connaughton knocking down a 3, cashing in on an offensive rebound.
Cross-court pass back to Connaughton, and Connaughton rips the cords on a 3-pointer from a near wing left. Time out, Toronto.
88-67 Bucks, their largest lead of the night. But the Raptors once again showed signs of life with a 12-1 run to cut the Bucks' lead to 10. Giannis put an end to that run with a power slam.
Out of Lopez, gets it to Giannis down low. Giannis has a step on the defense, went right past Obagi and flushes it through with a two-hand dunk.
Toronto's offense would stall over the final 5 minutes of the game as the Bucks extended their lead. Milwaukee's final bucket of the night, a three ball from Tyler Smith.
Johnson dribble drive, sends out to Smith. Smith launches from three. Got it. Tyler Smith makes it a 16-point lead now for Milwaukee.
99-85 the final. The Bucks earn a group play win without Chris Middleton and Damian Lillard. Giannis led 5 Bucks in double figures with 23. Milwaukee attempted a season-high 56 threes, making 16.
As Milwaukee wins a defensive knuckle buster.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.